This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The National Hurricane Center is predicting that Dorian will build into an extremely dangerous storm as it sucks up the warm Atlantic waters over the next 3 days. The storm could slam into southeastern Florida early Monday as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of at least 209 kilometers per hour. Ken Graham is the director of the National Hurricane Center.
Slow is never our friend. So what that means is you'll have a longer period of time where you can get some of those hurricane force winds, a longer period of time that you can get the rainfall, torrential rainfall, and a longer period of time that you can have that onshore flow on the right-hand side of that storm.
Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Florida. Residents along the Atlantic coast have been told to stand by for possible evacuation. They're filling their gas tanks and stocking up on food, water, and emergency supplies. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to cancel his trip to Poland to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War, as VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House.
Trump, at the start of a White House Rose Garden event for the reestablishment of the U.S. Space Command, announced Vice President Mike Pence will take his place in Warsaw for the ceremony. The president says he wants to stay here to ensure all federal resources are focused on Hurricane Dorian, which is approaching Florida.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
In Poland, Trump was to speak at the commemoration and hold meetings with several of the 40 other leaders who will be attending. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice Department.